This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Well, I suppose you couldn't find anything better to play on 420 day days there, Super Don.
Smoke two joints.
Yes. Was that Ziggy Marley or what was that?
That was the Wailers.
The Wailers.
So that would be I think it was Ziggy. Yeah. If it wasn't Ziggy, it might have been Bob. No. Bob Marley and the Wailers, maybe.
What did they have that term 420? Did it mean something way back when? Because you know how I'm so late to this party, it's embarrassing. You know?
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because if you remember, this was 4 years ago now.
Mm.
When we went to the Cannabis Cup in Denver,
right?
It was kind of leading up to that. We were talking about the Cannabis Cup and who was going to be there and what it was about and stuff. And the term 420 came up, and you were like, "What's 420?" Right?
And I was serious. I wasn't playing naive. I was really. I didn't know.
No, and so I had to explain it to you, and I thought, why not? Because there still are people out there that are confused about what the official story is about 420. So I thought maybe on 420, we could kind of go over that again, because I think it's kind of a funny story.
All right, well, let's give you all a heads up on what we're doing today on the show. Super Don with me to open it up as I'm heading to Atlanta for the Alive Expo. Free tickets still available. If you go to robertscottbell.com and open the show notes, scroll down, it tells you exactly how to do it. We got Josh Hendricks, the Hemp Whisperer, on today. We'll talk about some of the politics of hemp and cannabis on this 420 day. Then we're going to, how about clean the liver? It's springtime. Roseanne Lindsay, she's got Nature of Healing, as well as she's president of the National Health Freedom Coalition. And we're going to get together for the Health Freedom Congress, one of the upcoming events. So we've got a lot to talk about with her. And then we'll wrap it up with John Rappaport. And it's going to be awesome. Our discussion of Big Pharma, building on yesterday, the revelations and admissions, man, they are an absolute mess. Genetic engineering might be their only saving grace. I'm just kidding. No, it's not. It's an admission of guilt, basically, a failure. And that's the way they like it, because they want to manage your disease. Now, those of you who have plugged into 420, probably less likely to be programmed the way they want you to be programmed. That's pretty good, I think. And we've covered stories about the safety of that plant versus the danger of alcohol and what that does to the body. So whether you decide to indulge in CBD and or THC or whatever, it's not for me to judge you. I feel like that plant should be available to you should you feel the need for it. Now, the history of 420. I see this article, Super Don, and it makes me nervous because they bring up Snopes. And
stop it.
Yeah,
stop,
well, they do.
Stop.
Why?
Look, sometimes Snopes is right.
No.
I mean, it doesn't mean that, oh, my God, well, that means everything that they... See, we're back to...
No, I'm back to suspicious. Let's just say that.
No.
I shouldn't be suspicious?
No.
I'm paranoid, and I didn't smoke any dope.
I know, right? Jeez Louise.
Right?
So, Don't ruin the story.
Okay.
Like,
you, I just got to make sure. I just got no, you. Okay, you're the authority now, not me. I'm deferring to
so,
you.
So, listen, I've heard this story before, so I'm not going to. I will say that they got it right this time. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So basically, what happened was back in the 70s, there were these guys that were in California, San Rafael, California, high schoolers. And they called themselves the Waldos, okay? And the reason they did it, because, listen, I don't know about you, but I was also one of those guys who used to hang out and lean on the wall, you know, in the, behind the high school, right, you know, type thing. And so they gave themselves the name the Waldos because they hung out near a wall, right?
You were the guys they wrote that song about, smoking in the boys' room,
leaning on the back wall. I violated those rules more than once. So. Yeah. Anyway, so you had these five high school kids, and they created this code, and they would say, hey, 420, Lewis. And what that meant was at 4:20 p.m., they were supposed to congregate, and you might think this is kind of funny. They had a statue of Louis Pasteur
on the
campus, right?
Right.
And so what they do is they go to the statue.
Yeah.
And then there was this fable, there was this story in that area that somewhere around there was an abandoned marijuana field that was just sitting there, and it was abandoned and was just ready for somebody to go by and just harvest it, right? Now, I don't know where this story came from, but they believed in it. So what they would do is they'd get together at 4:20 p.m. At the statue of Louis Pasteur and go and look for this abandoned marijuana field. Now, apparently they never found it, but this was just their thing. So it 4:20 turned into basically like a shorthand code for hanging out and going out and searching for this field and smoking weed. And they verified this because a couple of these guys were actually interviewed by Time Magazine a while
ago. So how did they make it grow and grow and grow to everybody adopting
them? This is the cool part of the story. Because they lived there in the Bay Area, San Rafael is like northern North Bay, San Francisco Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And their paths crossed with the band, the Grateful Dead, at some point. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so they got in with the band, and the band started promoting this time and date as like a collective moment for everybody to smoke weed, right?
Okay.
And so they promoted that through their fan base, and they even had artwork on their concert flyers and stuff like that that had 420. So the Grateful Dead really is kind of the catalyst, right?
They're the ones that spread it ultimately. Okay.
That's right.
That makes sense now, at least. But I still don't like Snopes being involved in this, and I still don't like Louis Pasteur being involved with it. I'm just saying.
He was just a statue, okay? He had no influence. He was not a real person. It was a statue. It's okay.
Well, maybe they could melt it down to turn it into bullets to beat back the British again, like we talked about yesterday with Jonathan Eamor.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Well, yeah, that's the history I didn't know, honestly. And it was me, the naive one, because I wasn't a Waldo. I was a Poindexter of some kind. I think I was a bit of a...
You were an Urkel.
Yes. Urkel. I don't know how bad I was. I kind of, you know, we talked about this. I kind of bounced between all the groups. I didn't have like one group.
You know what? I saw a picture of you at one point during that period of time, I believe it was, or shortly after. And you were kind of rocking the long feathered hair thing going on.
Oh, and
there,
my mom did not like that. Oh, my gosh. She just, you got to cut your hair. I know. So I was a bit of a rebel before my time. But I didn't rebel into 420 behavior.
Sure.
It was just me. We talked about our history there. But listen, folks, we have got so much catching up to do even now, even though it's been a number of years since we have adopted and embraced the plant for all of its medicinal value, particularly, again, for kids with autism, seizure disorders, pain management. Again, I'll bring up my wife here and the life-saving CBD, what it has done for her to keep her alive through the pain that she went through, right? So nobody can tell me that this is the devil's weed, that it's evil, it's not medicinal. It's over. Those days are over, and those that are still clinging on to it, you just might as well let go of it. And, you know, come on. We've got a big event coming up, Cannabis for Cancer, and that's going to be in Detroit, even though I know I'm going to be in Atlanta this weekend. But I want everybody that can be there. It's going to be a big room. You're going to be able to get in. So if you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you're going to see, in fact, I think it was June 3rd in Detroit, Michigan, right near the airport, Detroit. and Heidi Perick and Mish and Steph's going to be. I mean, we're going to have a great Tony, Dr. Tony Bark's going to be there. Doc Rob's going to be there. So it's going to be an amazing event. And I would say, you know, on this day of 420, talking about cannabis for cancer, June 3rd in Michigan, come out and see us.
Sounds like a great time. Detroit, Michigan, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would, you know what? I've got to reach out to our friends in Detroit, you know, Marlon Glennon family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get
Absolutely.
To see a reunion with them. That'll be awesome.
That'll be
and,
a good time.
And who knows what else or who else I'll get to see. But I hope y'all can be there at this event or any other that we're going to be at. And, you know, just a reminder of those events. Live Expo Atlanta this weekend. Those of you who haven't gotten your free tickets, if there's a few left, please go to robertscottbell.com. You can go scroll down in the show notes, and there's a link. It gives you the code, how to get free tickets to print out at home and bring them there. You'll get in for free. We've got the allergies and immunity discussion, and that's at the Health Basket, and that's a beautiful little store. They're growing some organic food out back, too. I love it. And that's April 28th in Mount Dora. Check it out. The more upcoming events are in the show notes as well. RSV and Dr. Daryl Joffrey, get off your acid. We're going to talk about the immune system. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo in Manhattan, in New York City. Announcement as to where it's going to be will be in the show notes. And I want to say a special shout out and thank you to our friend from the Earth Diet, Leanna Werner-Gray, for helping to coordinate that. We've got the best answer for cancer, but that before that, Total Health Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. We've got the best answer for cancer in Orlando. Then we've got treating cancer with cannabis, I already mentioned. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, we'll talk about that with Roseanne Lindsay today. Food is Medicine Curacao. Everybody, plan to be out of the hurricane zone. Go down to Curacao with us, and we will get some more interviews going on out of Curacao. It's going to be a great, great event, Super Don. So excited mm-hmm. with what's happening.
Indeed. Absolutely. So, yeah, packed show today, man. We got three guests. Three guests in one show. We don't do that very often.
No, but, you know, when we're heading out of town and we want to load up on great
no,
info.
No, I'm
and
saying it's people, a good thing.
Oh, it I is mean, a good thing. It is
yeah.
a good thing. Oh, by
Josh
the way, Hendrick, yeah, yesterday, I want to tell a CBD story for my son. Because,
okay.
You know, last week he had the I think it was the regional or districts, right? And he took second place in the pole vault. And, you know, it was like 12'3", I think, was his vault. And he came back and he was a little injured. So we rubbed the CBD oil on him. We gave him Arnica. And he needed to rest all weekend. But no, Dad, it's the senior night at Universal. I want to go with my friends. So he does that. He's hurting, but he's trudging through the weekend. And then Saturday, in fact, we went out to the range, and he came back, and he was even worse. But that's a kid, and I understood he was going to bounce back. It was soft tissue injury, and we gave him the CBD by, let's see, yesterday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Yeah, I'm not sure which day. A couple of days ago, he mm-hmm. was vaulting over 13 feet. In
That's
practice.
Crazy.
So he's really competing big time, and I have to say the CBD helped him get there. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Super Don. And, you know, dude, I wish you were with me at the Alive Expo or all these other events coming up, but you're just a homebound grandpa. What can I say?
I am, and I'm busy, man. I got so many irons in the fire, it's hard to... I have trouble just walking outside sometimes.
Dude, and you've got to. Please walk outside occasionally, when it's not snowing at least.
I am actually getting... Look, I'm actually getting a membership over at the Y probably in the next day or two.
Awesome! I'm glad you'll be back to working out.
I need to. I went and bought new pants, and I suddenly realized I've gained a little weight.
You can't fit in them? Uh-oh. All right. Well, we'll get you back down to bodybuilding size in no time.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, maybe we get it as super cricket fuel that Ty Bollinger sent
us. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Rumor has it I might be getting some of that soon.
You will be getting it, my friend. Now, we were talking endocannabinoids, cannabinoid system, CBD, THC even, but CBD focus point on pain and cancer. There's an article here in Medical Express talking about new drugs using the body's endocannabinoids to treat pain and cancer. Now, if they're using the plant, we are all for it. If they're synthesizing it, no, not a good plan. And, of course, it's, well, what do they got to do? They've got to make everything a drug because that's the way their model, the business model. We know that. The Goldman Sachs guy admitted it. So, folks, you have an endocannabinoid system. We know that endocannabinoids feed it. We don't need a drug. We just don't need to synthesize a drug, folks. It's just not necessary. And, there are already plenty of synthesized drugs, including opioids, causing havoc all over the place. And if you synthesize cannabinoids, we've already seen side effects that don't occur in the naturally occurring cannabinoids from the plant. So anyway, is there any good news on the horizon or that is going back and forth? Because, you know, it's a happy weekend. I want to say happy time, you know.
It's well, and it's Friday. We want to try and put some positive vibes out there. And I did actually come across an believe it or not, a positive opioid story, which is really hard to come by in the news. And according, this is out of Forbes. Matthew Herper, who's one of the big health guys that writes for Forbes. And according to this, it says here the number of prescriptions of opioid painkillers dropped 10.2% in 2017. And I'm thinking, okay, I mean, it you wouldn't know it, right? I mean, from a lot of the stories that we read.
Not from all the news media. I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. So how is it possible that it's come down in the year 2017? Is it because of all the coverage now and awareness and danger, maybe?
I would assume so. Because, listen, you've got cities and counties and states that are filing class action lawsuits against drug companies and things of this nature. So I think it must have an impact. Plus, you know, doctors are probably looking at it going, oh, crap. You know, we need to change our ways because this is, you know, the hot button issue right now.
Sure, sure.
And this is even better here because it goes on to say that the prescriptions of high potency opiates, so not just your run of the mill opiates, but the high potency ones dropped even more, 16.1% in 2017. So, you know, I mean, say what you will, it looks like there are some positive things that might be coming out of this opioid epidemic.
It's going the right direction.
Yeah,
it's going the right direction. And by the way, you know, we've seen drops of 15 or more percent of opioid addiction in states that have fully legalized cannabis. Interesting.
Right.
You know, that we've been following. But to say that overall the prescription rates are down by 10% and 16%, opioids to the even more potent opiates, I guess it makes sense based on the awareness has indeed grown because of the media attention on it. Trump's got a lot of attention on it. Even Jeff Sessions, bless his soul, is looking to deal with it. But, folks, it's 420, and it doesn't matter if it's not 420. You should look to the cannabinoids to help facilitate the removal of the addiction or the reduction in the concerns for that and the addictions leading to just horrific numbers of people dying. So that is a good news story. The trend is moving in the right direction. Now, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about some other things that may be challenging to the growth of the hemp industry, but there is some real bipartisan movement with the Hemp Farming Act that Mitch McConnell says he's going to push through. We'll see how far it can go. I'll also talk to Josh Hendricks, our buddy, I call him the Hemp Whisperer, about some of the challenges to that. Who would be opposing this? I'm going to ask him that question as well. Then we have Roseanne Lindsay, natureofhealing.org. We'll talk liver detoxification for springtime. And we'll also get to John Rappaport talking about the things that Big Pharma just can't get right, even as they're admitting they're abject failures in so many things. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Heading to Atlanta for the Alive Expo. Hope to see you there. Remember, show notes are up, robertscottbell.com. Archives available to you at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. When we do YouTube on those days, also there. And, of course, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, it does happen to be 420, so don't you snicker, right? 420, April 20th. But you know what? Just to cover our bases, we got Josh Hendricks back on from our friends at CV Sciences, talking cannabis, hemp, CBD, and more. Josh, welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, good to be back. Always a pleasure to be on the Young Scoop News Show, especially on 420.
Yeah, the hemp whisperer you are. When I was with you at the NoCo Hemp Expo, I was teasing you about this. You walk down the halls, the aisles, and all this, and I watch people because I'm behind you watching, observing. It's like, there goes Josh Hendricks. Like, you are a celebrity, dude, man. What, you were just like making connections for people. You got, I don't know, Mitch McConnell eating out of the palm of your hand. What's going on, my friend?
I started this thing about four years and 2 months ago. I moved home to get involved in the hemp industry and just kind of put my nose down and kept moving forward and eventually started speaking at these shows and different things and put together the Kentucky Hemp Industry Association, started my radio show, the Hemp Happy Hour. And I guess through that, people kind of got to know who Josh Hendricks was. And maybe that's why, I don't know, some might have been pointing going, that's Josh Hendricks in a bad way.
I didn't see them dumping anything on you that you wouldn't want. You know, it was all good. It was all good. And I had a great time with you, Josh. And I've said this, folks, if you didn't hear any of the radio shows we did from there, Josh was instrumental in connecting me with so many just incredible people that are well-informed, could go places I wanted to go with these interviews, all the way up to international treaties. And I was just, for me, it was like a radio kid in a radio candy store with all the great, great insights and info we were able to get out to the world.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. And, you know, that's the thing that I probably love most about this is the relationships I've made with people that are 10 times smarter than me. And finding those people and connecting them with other people that are 10 times smarter than me is always good for the industry. So I've been blessed to be able to do that and connect a lot of dots along the way, and happy to do it for you. That was a heck of a radio show we did.
Oh, man. And then we got to, and we simulcast, in a sense, kind of recording for you. I hope everything went well with the audio that we did for the Hemp Happy Hour as well.
Oh, yeah, it was great. That was a great show. It aired week before last, I guess, or week and a half ago.
Excellent, excellent. And I sent you a picture because it was kind of cool. We had our banners on our table, and I kind of did a combination picture of the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Hemp Happy Hour, and they seemed to go very well together, a little bit like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, good contrast there in the colors and the logos. It looked good. We need to do that more often, share a radio table with us.
It was fun. I'm looking forward to more. Now, let's get into some of the news stories of the day. One of the biggest things over since we were together, it's making national headlines. Mitch McConnell fast-tracking in the Senate, I guess, a next iteration of a farm bill to really push hemp into the normal mainstream of American agriculture again.
Yeah, so it's been crazy. I was actually lucky enough to be there at the press conference when he announced it in Frankfort, Kentucky, that he was going to do it. And since that day, I guess that was 2 weeks ago on a Monday, and the press has been nonstop. I mean, Forbes, The Times, The Journal, Washington Post, Politico, you name it. They've all run stories about Mitch McConnell spearheading the hemp movement, which it's kind of an oxymoron to most people, given his stance on cannabis.
Yes.
But I think what happened really, too, is, you know, he wanted to do this bill, and he really thought it would be something that would go into the farm bill, just like the last hemp language that was in there. And I think because of all that positive feedback and literally no negative feedback, which we've learned over the past 4 years is what happens when people are educated about hemp, right? I think it kind of shocked him, and that's why you've seen him take the stance it is that he is going to try to push this through as a standalone bill and going to try to make it a forever law, as we like to call it. The farm bill only lasts so many years. But either way, with the farm bill as a backup plan, with this as a potential standalone bill, if they can get it passed, you know, they can't hardly get anything passed in D.C., so you always got to be a little bit hesitant to say something's going to happen up there. But I think what that bill would do, obviously, is expand on the hemp that we've been producing here in the U.S., allow farmers to really go after it and not have to worry about not being able to get grants, not being able to get crop insurance, things like that. And then on the processing side, you know, really allow those guys to make investments that they've been hesitant to make because they just didn't know where the political climate was going to go. And so all of that is going to lead to a domestic supply chain for companies like CB Sciences and many more that is stable and consistent and can really be ramped up. And so you get all that stuff done in the Hemp Farming Act, and then towards the end of it is where the retailers and the companies like ours that make the finished products really benefit, because it adds clarity to what a hemp product is, including hemp extracts, and, you know, basically puts the framework around that to say this is legal. You know, there's nothing that has ever said it's illegal, but there's obviously a lot of people out there that need that justification and need that federal language to say, hey, this is legal. Here are the parameters. Stay within them.
Well, and this brings up the concern, and I've talked to Stuart, I've talked to others over the last few years about the inevitability, seemingly, of a pharmaceutical drug variety coming out and the FDA eventually having to approve it because it's non-addictive, it's non-toxic, it's not harming people. And we know that there's been a pharmaceutical conglomerate out of England that's been trying to push their CBD, quote, drug onto the market. And, you know, my concern, and maybe you let me know if you think this is something I should chill out about, or should I, you know, raise the roof for everybody to contact the FDA in advance. If they approve this drug as a drug, a CBD-derived drug, will it somehow stomp on the dietary supplement access that we have of CBD derived from hemp products that are already there and enjoying a lot of benefit for many people?
Well, we certainly hope not, but you never know. I think the main thing to look at with GW, and I'm not a patent attorney or anything like that, but I think with their patent and their drug, it's an isolated CBD blended with an isolated THC. So I don't think it would affect hemp extracts. It may affect hemp isolates in a negative way, which is a big game right now. There's lots of people brokering isolate powder all over the country and selling it to different people for different formulations and different product developments. So if it did have an effect, I feel like it might affect that. But, you know, I've had conversations with people in Colorado that have talked to GW's lobbyists who have said, look, you know, we're not trying to separate out hemp extracts. We're working, you know, we're doing our laws because we have to. And it's not necessarily because there's CBD in them. It's more because there's THC in them for those drugs. And, you know, they have to have a legal standing for pharmacists to be able to issue those drugs and things like that. No different than fentanyl and OxyContin did back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, you know, we hope, obviously,
sure,
that hemp extracts will have it at their own swim lane, as I like to call it. And, you know, we're working with the USM Brown Table. We've got the top FDA attorneys in the country working with a big group of us that also work with some of us privately as companies, really making sure we're out in front of that and trying to keep our finger on the pulse to make sure that we don't, you know, that even inadvertently, that their FDA approval and stuff like that doesn't have the negative effects that we're all worried about.
Well, in this Epidiolex, as they're calling it, has, as you mentioned, THC in it. It says it has less than 0.1% THC. Can you clarify for our audience in terms of dietary supplement status when we talk about hemp-derived CBD, what is that, let's say, that level that is allowed or disallowed in terms of THC content versus this 0.1% in this drug form that GW Pharma is trying to put out?
Yeah, so the THC content doesn't matter legally in either way. It's really because THC in a pharmaceutical drug would be a little different, and it's specified for epilepsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the pharmaceutical or with the extracts that we make, you know, the same parameters. Anything less than 0.3 coming from hemp. You know, I don't know if they're growing hemp or if they're growing cannabis and taking the THC out of it. I'm not privy to all that, obviously.
Sure.
But I think both products have less than 0.3% THC in them always. I think theirs is just a specified formula, which hemp extracts would be different depending on what variety, and they have their own proprietary varieties,
mm-hmm,
things of that nature. So there's a lot of significant differences in the products. People don't understand that because all people think about is CBD, CBD, CBD.
Right.
They don't realize that, you know, plus CBD oil has, you know, 25% CBD in it at the most in our, you know, raw extracts, concentrates, then, you know, 25% and then 75% plant material and other terpenes and cannabinoids and different things like that, whereas theirs is just the CBD and then a little bit of tea. You know, it's more of an isolated form. So I think what will happen, and this is what I hope, again, mm-hmm, I'm just spitballing here, but eventually you'll see swim lanes for products containing, you know, let's say up to 5% CBD, maybe via food, from 6% to, say, 50% CBD, maybe be a nutraceutical or a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything above that would maybe be pharmaceutical grade. I think the real issue here is going to be what we determine or what the government determines as pharmaceutical grade. So, and that'll most likely be based on a percentage of CBD per product, you know, per serving, and they'll take it from there. But I think, you know, the goal is definitely swim lanes, and we want to have them operate. And I think GW, just like there's pharmaceutical grade fish oil, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where this is headed. Now, don't get me wrong. They're big. They got a lot of money. They could be trying to take over the whole thing. And that would be a shame because there's tons and tons of people out there that don't have epilepsy that are taking hemp extracts and benefiting greatly from.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a massive pushback, as we've seen on the state level with the misinformation, disinformation, law enforcement doing crazy things, and immediate pushback is pretty intense. That we've seen successes all the way up at the state legislative level. You've been involved in some of that, Josh, following it very closely. By the way, we're talking with Josh Hendricks, our friend from CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com is the website we encourage you to go to. If you can't get it locally, you should be able to get it at a local health food store by now, but if not, plus CBDOil.com. They give a special discount code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, RSB15. RSB15. Now, we're almost on a break here, Josh. If you can stick around till the top of the hour, I do want to follow up on the potential of this Hemp Farming Act passing, the things that it would change on a more permanent basis versus the tentative nature of what's gone on under the Hemp Farm Bill thus far. You up for that, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, the 420 edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show continues. We got a lot of healing to go. And hemp and CBD, a big part of everything we do here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And you can go to robertscottbell.com for all of the links in the show notes, including to my buddy Josh and his show, The Hemp Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply
the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming on the show, we got John Rappaport and Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, today. But right now, Josh Hendricks continues. And Josh, in this potential hemp farming act that Mitch McConnell's trying to fast track through, seems to be truly bipartisan. Maybe it will happen. Will I be able to grow hemp finally in my backyard, not just sun hemp?
No.
Oh, man.
You know, this does open it up a lot. And I guess, I mean, that's not really for me to say. It would be for your Department of Agriculture to decide.
State level.
They would still, yeah, your State Department of Agriculture would still be regulating this in terms of, okay, they want to approve growers, they want to approve processors, but they have a job to do in terms of making sure that, you know, the wrong people aren't there trying to do, you know, bend the rules and push the limits and things like that. Not that you would, Robert. I know.
No, of course not. I never break any rules. Who are you kidding?
But this is, yeah, right. But this is really, you know, this is for farmers. And mm-hmm. So, no, unfortunately, it's not for the backyard gardener. But I think people are going to start to see, as we continue this over the years and hemp becomes more normalized, sure, maybe one day no one will care if you have hemp in your garden, in your backyard.
Right.
It'll probably take a little longer. But what this will do is really open up for more farmers in more states to kind of wrap their arms around this and see if it's a viable crop. And, you know, with trial and error, we'll see where we come out on the other side.
Do you have a sense that there are just loads of farmers just chomping at the bit ready to plant? Or I know because you've been immersed in this for a while, or they're more or less, like you kind of intimated, they're waiting on the wings to say, hey, is this legit? Can it work? Because we talked, you know, at the NoCo Hemp Expo to agricultural PhDs that were studying this and learning to grow it and bringing it back.
Yeah, I think, you know, I always say there's definitely not a shortage of people wanting to grow hemp for what we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need a million acres right now. We're still definitely growing the market, developing the market, and hopefully it'll continue to expand, and we will need more farmers. But as it becomes more normalized, you'll definitely see more and more farmers growing. I mean, I'd say this year, between all the states growing hemp, there'll be more than 1,000 people grow hemp. All over the country, there'll be somewhere, I would say maybe close to 100,000 acres, maybe anywhere between 70 and 100,000 acres of hemp grown this year. And, you know, I think there's a good, that'll depend on weather and seed acquisition and stuff like that. But even the farmer that wants to grow hemp, unless they've, you know, gotten to know a company that's in the hemp business or they have contacts overseas or whatever, it's hard to get seed or get plant material to really get going. And that'll be the head, you know, until that's commercialized, that'll always be the hang up for, you know, everyday farmers that haven't made the switch or aren't looking to make the switch just yet.
Mm-hmm. And if there is opposition, is there, you know, usually is in Congress, as you say, it's hard to get things done. But where would it be coming from? Because this seems to be a broad bipartisan support for farmers. And, you know, on the political left and even now the conservative right of the Mitch McConnells of the world seemingly saying, you know, I think we can all get along on this.
Well, you know, like it is hard to find people that are against this. So, like I said, you've got, you know, I always say in my talks, you've got Rand Paul, who's the most conservative person in the Senate. You've got Ron Wyden, who's the most liberal person in the Senate. And you got Mitch McConnell, the most establishment Republican that's ever lived.
Yes.
And those three don't agree on anything. Hell, Mitch and Rand Paul don't agree on much, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the one thing they can agree on. So it is kind of a no-brainer, win-win. But we do have some opposition. So, like, you know, Kentucky is a big hemp state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have 6 congressmen and 2 senators. Obviously, Senator Paul and Senator McConnell are both hemp fans of hemp. And then 5 of our congressmen, 2 of which, Thomas Massie and James Comer, have both been, you know, heck of voices for the hemp industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy Barr, even my congressman, he's on the financial committee. He's been a good advocate for hemp banking. But we have one guy out of those 6, Hal Rogers in Eastern Kentucky, that is against hemp. And there's no sense of talking to him. He's not going to change his mind. And the reality is he's a huge law enforcement guy. A lot of his money, comes from law enforcement.
Well,
and even though law enforcement here in the state of Kentucky aren't necessarily against hemp,
mm-hmm.
he is just, you know, he won't switch sides on that because he doesn't need to, and, you know, it's just not one of his priorities, and he's kind of...
Well, that gives me some insight, Josh, into, you know, where opposition may be coming from. I thought about the pharmaceutical industry, certainly, but from certain aspects of law enforcement, maybe even the private prison lobby, because, you know, if you decriminalize this further, maybe their prisons are a little more empty, and that might be a good thing for freedom. In fact, it would be, and Josh Hendricks, you're a great thing for freedom and hemp. I appreciate you so much, my friend. Happy 420 Day, everybody. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal with hemp is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.